Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
I don't know if you've been doing some shopping over the last week or two to get your kids set for school, getting the uniform in, all that kind of bits. Well, it's not just uniform that costs us money now as mums and dads. Apparently, we're spending on average £270 on gadgets for our kids to use at school. What? That's despite 1 in 8 saying kids have lost things like smartphones and tablets or had them stolen. The anti-bullying charity Kidscape is also warning us to consider what gadgets we send our children to school with, because it might make them a target. I know a lot of things are banned. Teachers will take them off kids, same with phones and things like that, but they do have them. And I was thinking back to my school days. You know, this time of year when you're getting ready for school, what did my mum and dad take me out to get for school? I'm thinking, well, I had a crunchy tin pencil case. That was probably worth about a fiver. What else technological did we have? A 30-centimetre ruler? Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, it used to snap or whatever. They were supposed to be shatterproof, but no. Protractor. I used to have one of those things. Probably about the most technologically advanced thing I had in my school bag was one of those things. I can't remember what were they called. You know, with the pin and you put the pencil in the other end and you drew a circle with it? What's that called? Never used one of them since I left school. Not a protractor. It's not a protractor. That's the semicircle thing. Compass. A compass. I went on a camping expedition once. I used this compass. It was useless. I suppose the standard issue Casio digital watch was probably the nearest thing we got to technology when I was at school. Is that similar to you? Remember you got this every hour? That was it, wasn't it? 15 to 30 of those going off every hour. Just driving the teacher nuts. And if you coordinated it correctly, you could have them going off for about 5 minutes around the classroom. Just everyone set their watches slightly differently. Following St Helens Council on Twitter, and I noticed they're doing a big push this week on it's National Allotment Week. I don't know if you've got an allotment. It doesn't strike me as the kind of morning that you'd necessarily want to go out with your allotment this morning. I'm looking out the window thinking, forget it, I'll stay inside. Thanks very much. But there are days, aren't there, when I think, it must be really nice and relaxing. Go down your allotment, get all the fresh produce and that smell. I remember one of my uncles had an allotment, and the smell of like the fresh veg and stuff when you picked it. And it was kept stored in the shed with all the tools and stuff in it. Just that real kind of rustic smell. I've kind of got the bug, I think. Maybe I should get an allotment. Maybe I should try and grow something. I think the only thing I've ever grown successfully is cress. You know, when you're at school and you hollow out an eggshell, you put a bit of cotton wool in the eggshell. Yeah, do that. Or a flat pot. Or on a plate. You can grow cress on a plate. I think that's the only thing I've ever grown successfully. I can't think of anything else. Have you ever done it? Have you ever managed to successfully cultivate produce in your garden? I was asking if you've ever grown anything. My wife's text. She said, have you told everyone about what you're growing at the moment? I was like a bit confused. I've texted about what? She texted me back, your impressive belly. Thanks very much. So what have you been growing? Potatoes are dead easy, says Tony in St Helens. Just put a compost bag in your back garden. Thank you, Tony. Hello to Tom in Springfield. Morning, Tom. He says, I once planted an apple seed as a kid hoping to get an orchard. Nothing. V disappointed, says Tom. And where else should we go? Let's go with Nicola. Hello, Nicola. Nicola's in Ashton this morning. She says, my little boy has planted melon seeds. What, from like the middle of a honeydew? You know, there's hundreds in there, isn't there? She said, I think he may have a long wait. Yes, possibly. Have we got the climate for growing melons here? I don't know if we have. Don't see many melon farms around the northwest here. Keep those coming. I've just remembered we did try growing raspberries a couple of years ago, but that was fairly short-lived. My patience, I've just not got enough patience. I can't be bothered waiting. It's just easy to go down the supermarket. Hello to Lisa in Haydock. She says, I used to love helping Grandad grow tomatoes and strawberries. Happy memories. That's nice. Thank you for that. Hello to Mum of Two Sue. She's put on a tweet here. Chris, you were asking if I've grown anything recently. Just weary. Summer holidays are dragging now, says Sue. Thank you, Sue.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Jess. On your way to work from Ince to where? Where do you work, Jess?
I work in Swinton at Royden Polythene.
There we go. Okay, and you were just telling me you had an interesting night last night, another interrupted sleep because?
Teething toddler.
Teething toddler. You sound a bit old to be a teething toddler. Is this somebody else in your house who's a teething toddler?
Yeah, it's my son.
What's he called?
He's Logan.
Logan, oh, it's nothing worse. Teething toddlers. Ah, it's like a unique cry as well when they have that, isn't it? Oh, you just know what's going on. Well, I hope he's feeling a little bit better this morning. Hope you a bit of, what was it, Bongella? I'm trying to think, what's it called? I think I had Dentinox when I was little. That's what it was called. Dentinox.
Yeah. Used to
taste quite nice, I'll be honest. I seem to quite like the taste there. Okay, Jess, right. Well, let's see if we win you a night off from all that. We have movie tickets up for grabs here, Wigan Empire Cinemas. All you need to do is tell us what our not-so-little lyric is this morning. Have a listen. This is Chris from AVS Motor Services in St Helens.
Hi, my name's Chris and this is my lyric. Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show. I list the track, you lock the floor. So far from hanging on the block for door.
Jess, what's the song? Who sings it?
It's Puff Daddy, I'll Be Missing You.
I'll Be Missing You.
Like yesterday we used to rock the show.
Yeah.
I list the track, you lock the floor.
Welcome to Breakfast for Wednesday morning. Hello to the scientist who reckons he's devised a formula for the perfect poo stick. Of course, the game made famous by Winnie the Pooh and his friends, you know, where you drop a stick into a river and it floats down. Yeah, you've got to time it going onto the bridge, yes? See which one comes out first. The guy's called Dr. Rhys Morgan. He's from the Royal Academy of Engineering. He says the stick should be tubby and long with a little weight to it and a bit of bark to catch the flow of the water. That's what you need for the perfect poo stick, according to Dr. Rhys Morgan from the Royal Academy of Engineering. And there are people round here that tell me I should get a proper job. And he's doing that. Went up to see my mum and dad in Southport yesterday, took the kids up there yesterday afternoon. Went along that new bit of bypass. If you ever make the regular trip from our patch up to Southport, try the new bit of bypass at the end of Switch Island. You don't have to do all that trekking through the top end of Liverpool anymore. Just that bypass takes you straight across to Thornton. Brilliant! What a great... I mean, that's been 40 years in the planning. It's finally open after all these years. Great. So we're up there yesterday. Took the kids up to the amusement arcade, of course, and the carousel on the front there. There was... if you've not been to the amusements for a bit, the in thing now is to play the games and it gives you tickets, OK? These machines give you tickets which you can then exchange for goodies, for toys and sweets and things at the counter. And Olivia and Finley are doing this all the time. There was this one lad up there yesterday when we got up to the amusements up at Silcox there, and he was having a go. You know the hammer? You know where the big hammer? And you whack it down and the thing goes up? And he had a go. It must have only been about five or six, and he lifted this hammer up, had a go at doing the hammer, and hit it. He hit the jackpot. He got 1,000 tickets, right? And his dad, I couldn't tell whether his dad was delighted or slightly dismayed at the thought of having to wait for the machine to spew out 1,000 tickets. I'm not joking, it must have taken about 5 minutes for these tickets to fall on the floor. And then what you have to do is you have to feed the tickets into another machine to get the receipt for the prizes. So it took him 5 minutes for these things to come out and then another 5 minutes for him to feed them back into the other machine. I hope it was worth it. I'm thinking for 1,000 points he could probably get a mug or something like that. A minion jigsaw. Everything was minions. Incredible.